Exposing the changing worldviews behind the issues that are fundamentally changing our nation and world, The Sharon Hughes Show starts now.
Of everybody here, would you like to see the president run again in 2024?
My fellow Americans, our movement is far from over. In fact, our fight has only just begun. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. So with love of America swelling in our hearts and the spirit of July 4th, I say these words to you tonight. We will make our elections free and safe again.
Not My Idea, a book about whiteness. Many white people did things they never should have done. Denied opportunity, denied housing, denied voting rights.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people as we shift from these centralized mass vaccination sites.
You're probably referring to some of my views about euthanasia, abortion, even infanticide. So on those sorts of issues, there are certainly some people who would think my views are the opposite of what's ethical.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning into the show today. So, how are you doing? I mean, I hope you're doing well, of course, but are you finding it as painful as I am watching the greatest nation on earth, America, slipping from freedom to socialism? How is it even possible? That's what Jan Markell of Understanding the Times asks. And in such a short period of time, not all that long ago, things were booming. Well, as I say all the time, worldviews are changing rapidly, and there's reasons for that. And as you heard in those clips, they're only part of it. There is a new revolution reshaping America today. And what's truly upsetting about it is that this revolution is not modeled after the revolution of 1776, which led to freedom and made America. This revolution that we're in now, it's modeled after the godless French Revolution of 1789, which led to terror, the guillotine, and blood flowing in the streets. And that's according to historian David Barton. Well, how does this happen? Well, in a word, deconstructionism. And that's what we're going to be breaking down today on the show, and no pun intended.
You're listening to Sharon Hughes, taking you to the front lines and behind the scenes.
Deconstructionism, what is it? Do you know? What is its goal? Who's using it and why? Well, before we get into all that, let's look at some of the top issues this week, because they do show the breakdown in our nation, if nothing else, in the minds of some, but in other cases, literally, in every arena of our nation. So number one, world news, the number of deaths reported after COVID vaccines were given jumped by more than 2,000 in 1 week. According to VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, data released this past week by the CDC, it showed a total of 438,441 reports of adverse effects from all age groups following COVID vaccines, including over 9,000 deaths and more than 41,000 serious injuries between December 14, 2020 and July 2, 2021. However, Pfizer is seeking emergency use authorization for a COVID booster shot. What's that all about? Well, it'll be coming out in the news more and more. And in Canada, the government will not allow unvaccinated tourists in their country. We are not over all that this pandemic has caused and is being used for political gain. On the national front, knock, knock, who's there? Well, it's the government. And as you heard in that clip, the Biden administration, President Biden himself, says that they will be going door to door. Don't see any problem with that, to ensure that everyone gets vaccinated.
Because here's the deal. We are continuing to wind down the mass vaccination sites that did so much in the spring to rapidly vaccinate those eager to get their first shot and their second shot, for that matter, if they needed a second. Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus. Look, equity, equality, it remains at the heart of our responsibility of ensuring the communities that are the hardest hit by the virus have the information and the access to get vaccinated. So, as we shift from these centralized mass vaccination sites where we're doing thousands of people a day, we're going to put even more emphasis on getting vaccinated in your community, close to home, conveniently, and a location you're already familiar with.
Now, I don't know exactly how that's going to work, if they will literally go door to door, or if they have some record of who is and who is not vaccinated. Xavier Becerra, who is the Health and Human Services Secretary, said this as well, that the government, quote, absolutely has the right to know citizens' vaccination status. Quote, the federal government has spent trillions of dollars to try and keep Americans alive during this pandemic. So it is absolutely the government's business. It is the taxpayers' business if we have to continue to spend money to try and keep people from contracting COVID. He told CNN as well that this administration has a duty to make sure that all Americans can, quote, prosper and freely associate following the pandemic, and that vaccinations are key to that objective. Knocking on a door has never been against the law. You don't have to answer, but we hope you do, because if you do, he said, we can hopefully help dispel some of those rumors that you've heard and hopefully get you vaccinated. Okay, so I want to stop here. As we've said all along, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't wear a mask. If you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you don't, the whole thing is don't let this issue divide us. But unfortunately, it has. But as the Health and Human Services head said, as I read to you, he called them rumors. Well, I happen to have a personal example of the kinds of concerns that a huge amount of Americans have as regards to whether to get the vaccine or not. A dear friend of mine, her cousin, a young woman, got the vaccine and within 3 days was sick, ended in the hospital, blood clots in her lungs, all kinds of issues, ended up in a coma, kidney failure, on, and ended up dying. And she did not have pre-existing conditions that they said are the ones that are the most vulnerable. And I know that you've heard and read of other such examples. As we've said on the show before, what's with Pfizer having a booster shot? They've told us that they think, even Fauci said that, you know, would last about 6 months, which means you'd have to get revaccinated again. So it's not like the polio vaccines that we all got when we were kids, one time and it lasted for life. That's not true with these vaccines. Let people make up their own minds. Number two, I don't know if you saw the latest press conference of Donald Trump, where he announced that he is suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google for unconstitutionally censoring him and other conservatives around the nation, and is demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, a stop to the blacklisting, canceling free speech. He said, we will not rest until we've achieved a major victory for the American people. And he said, in America, we recognize that the freedom to speak our minds and express the truth is not granted to us by the government. It is given to us by God, and no one should have the power to take it away. What's the latest going on in culture that's affecting families, affecting children? Well, there's a book out called Not My Idea, and it's being read in schools. It's part of the, quote, critical race theory, and this is for grammar school here. This is some of what's being taught young children.
Not My Idea, a book about whiteness. Many white people did things they never should have done. Denied opportunity. Denied housing. Denied voting rights. Voter registration test. In a 1993 interview, Toni Morrison said about racism in America, white people have a very, very serious problem, and they should start thinking about what they can do about it. I made this book for my own white sons with help from their teachers and mine. It's dedicated to the Brooklyn Free School, where my family was first called upon to engage with whiteness in order to dismantle white supremacy. Who is that with their hands up? Why is that policeman screaming at him? Bang, 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 bang. They want to bury the truth. You don't need to worry about this. You're safe. Understand? No. Our family is kind to everyone. We don't see color. But deep down, we all know color matters. Some white people join the leaders of Black liberation. Liberation means love and freedom.
More on that later, but let me just say that's deconstructionism in action. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to dig deeper into this. And also, what did Donald Trump say to Sean Hannity when he asked him if he had made up his mind if he's going to run again in 2024? Stay with us.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dacus.
Eighth graders in a Washington State school district were given flyers from teachers which outlined their rights to have an abortion without parental consent. These flyers were provided by Planned Parenthood and included information about birth control, condoms, HIV, and STD testing. Well, Pacific Justice Institute is active in defending parental rights and sex education and protecting children from harmful indoctrination. Folks, the schools are past teaching basic biology. They are teaching an agenda. Visit pji.org to download the free resource titled Sex Ed Parental Rights.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org. Remember the website, pji.org.
My name is Ron from Smithton, Missouri. I've had a lot of digestive problems all my life. Got on the Aloe Apex within a week to 10 days' time. I started noticing a tremendous difference, and suddenly I could begin to digest foods. And I would very much encourage anyone, if they have given a thought to trying this product, to absolutely do so. This stuff has a tremendous healing effect. God bless you all.
If you go to apexhealth.live/Sharon, you can order your first bottle or bottles of Aloe Apex at a special introductory price. Just click on order now and use the promo code Sharon Special, or call 833-334-5433. Again, 833-334-5433.
Here's more with your host, Sharon Hughes.
Thanks for staying with me, everyone. You know, someone that I highly admire is Thomas Sowell. And we say all the time on the show, the worldviews matter. Thoughts have consequences. Well, he said this: the next time an academic tells you how important diversity is, ask them how many conservatives are in their sociology department. Think about that. It's a good question. Well, as you might guess, I sign up for newsletters to stay in touch with both what's going on the right and what's going on in the left. And there's something, as we've talked on the show before, called the Christian left. And this week they sent out a, quote, state of emergency email, which said, quote, "We don't use words like emergency often. We are facing one right now. There is a dangerous effort underway to take away our ability to vote. Congress needs to pass the For the People Act of 2021 immediately," they said. "The filibuster must be sidelined over this core constitutional issue. If we don't act now," they said, "the last election will be our last election." Whoa. Well, of course, I know you know what For the People Act of 2021 is. It's basically to seal in place all the atrocious things that happened in the 2020 election. And I don't need to recount them here because I know you're well aware of them. And the Trump Organization is working to counter that, working along with a lot of other organizations that care about fair elections to prevent what happened in 2020 from ever happening again. But speaking of elections, Sean Hannity had a town hall with former President Trump, and he asked him, you know, "Have you made up your mind about running in 2024? To which President Trump merely answered, "Yes." Anyway, here is part of President Trump's speech at a rally that he gave in Sarasota the day before the 4th of July last week. If you want to know what he's up to, here you go.
We have a truly sick election system, and it's got to be changed. Remember this. I am not the one trying to undermine American democracy. I am the one trying to save American democracy. We can't let them take away our free speech so we can talk about corrupt elections. Otherwise, you'll have. That's communism. That's what they do in these communist countries. You have no voice. Republicans across the country are uniting around a plan to secure every future election with photo ID, voter ID, universal signature verification, citizenship confirmation, chain of custody, integrity controls, updated voter rolls, and that's before the elections, not after the elections. Thank you very much. No more dead people or illegal aliens are going to be allowed to vote. No more illegal drop boxes put in by Facebook. And restoring the time-honored tradition of in-person voting on Election Day, not 30 days before and after, all night. And in conclusion, with the help of everyone here tonight and patriots nationwide, we will elect a Republican House. Going to do it. We have no choice. And a Republican Senate to do all of this and so much more. We're going to bring our country back. We will fight for more jobs for American families, fair trade for American workers, and more American factories forging more products stamped with that beautiful phrase, made in the USA. Made in the USA. Remember, we used to have that. We have it now. We're starting to get it back. And then Biden got elected. They're not using it anymore. We will hold China accountable for the damage and suffering they have caused and charge them $10 trillion at least in reparation. We will defend American sovereignty. We will secure America's borders. And we will end illegal immigration once and for all, like we had it just about ended 6 months ago. We will break up big tech, reject left-wing cancel culture, and we will restore the right to free speech in America again, which we don't have. We will protect innocent life. We will defend our Constitution. We will defend the Second Amendment, and we will proudly uphold the Judeo-Christian values and principles of our nation's founding. We will care for our veterans, continue to strengthen our military, and give our police officers, Border Patrol, ICE, and law enforcement our 100% support. We will restore patriotic education to our schools. And we will teach our children to love their country, honor our history, and to stand tall and strong for our great American flag. 245 years ago tomorrow, 56 brave patriots in Philadelphia proudly declared our independence and boldly proclaimed the eternal truth that we are all made equal by the almighty hand of our Creator. For 8 long years of the American Revolution, tens of thousands of ordinary citizens fought, bled, and died in an epic struggle against the most powerful military on the face of the earth. They were the most powerful. They were farmers who bravely stood their ground at Lexington Green and Concord Bridge. They were soldiers who marched barefoot through ice and snow to seize a pivotal victory in Trenton. And they were selfless patriots who did it all so that we, the people, would forever rule our great country. Our movement is up against some of the most sinister forces and entrenched interests that anyone can imagine. But no matter how big or how powerful they may seem, you must never forget, this nation does not belong to them.
This nation belongs to you.
Belongs to you.
This land is your home, it's your history, it's your heritage, and our magnificent American liberty is your God-given right. You fought for it. The citizens of the United States of America will not be dictated to and talked down to by corrupt politicians, tyrants, left-wing bullies, or socialist bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. I know many of them. I don't like them much. Our forefathers are the people who gave us the world's most majestic and enduring Constitution. They are the men and women who crossed the Rockies in covered wagons and who faced unimaginable dangers to win the Wild West, and who tamed the wilderness, forged the steel, laid the railroads, dug out the canal, raised up the skyscrapers, and built America into the greatest nation in all of history, and we are not going to let it go. Our ancestors crushed, just absolutely crushed, fascism beneath the weight of American tanks. They toppled communism by the sheer strength of American culture. And now we will defeat woke radicalism by the sheer power of American pride. And it's happening. Americans settled the new world. We built the modern world. And from right here in Florida, we launched American astronauts to proudly salute our stars and stripes on that very beautiful moon. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. My fellow Americans, our movement is far from over. In fact, our fight has only just begun. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. So with love of America swelling in our hearts and the spirit of July 4th, 1776 stirring in our souls, I say these words to you tonight. We will make our elections free and safe again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Sarasota. Thank you, Florida. Enjoy the fireworks. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
We have to take another break. We'll be right back where we're going to break down what deconstruction is all about. Stay with me.
You're listening to The Sharon Hughes Show. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Just follow the links at the bottom of the page at changingworldviews.com.
Well, once again, it's summertime, and we have a special offer. Every once in a while, you'll hear that we will have a grab bag offer where I pick two of my top pick books out of our shelves for $25. Well, our special summer special, it's three books for $25, like The ABCs of Globalism, Help Mom, Hollywood's in My Hamper, and many more. Order right away so that you get the best first. And you can do that by going online via our new store at our new website, changingworldviews.com, or you can send a check for $25 to Changing World Views, P.O. Box 995, Cedar Ridge, California, 95924.
Alive again. The breakthrough world-class aloe vera wellness drink with proven health benefits and life-changing testimonies to match.
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I'm a cancer survivor. I started taking this amazing product during my chemo treatments, and it gave me remarkable energy. To my excitement, my chemo treatments were stopped early. This product will continue to be part of my daily life. I would like to thank God and the people who created Alive Again, because I truly am alive again. Thank you.
Alive Again is the result of decades of studies and was developed by one of the founding members of the International Aloe Science Council. Alive Again provides a healthy, natural, antioxidant-rich, great-tasting, super fruit drink.
And special for our Changing Worldviews listeners, that if you would like to get Alive Again for a 20% discount, just go to apexhealth.life. apexhealth.life/Sharon. Again, apexhealth.life/Sharon, or call 833-334-5433. 833-334-5433. You know, I always have a movie pick of the week, and this week is a documentary, and you're going to have to locate it on YouTube, but it's called The Deconstructionist Agenda Exposed. Again, The Deconstructionist Agenda Exposed, and it's a speech by a historian that gives in-depth understanding of what deconstructionism is and that there is indeed an agenda behind it. So I really encourage you to check that out if you can. Obviously, we can't play all of that on the show for you, but it's well worth the listen. Okay, so as I said, there are three iniquitous roots that have prospered and gone deep into our nation: secularism, humanism, pluralism. And to have any or all of those thrive in America, there has to be a deconstruction of all the basics of what America is and stands for. Deconstructionism and the breakdown of a nation. I mean, we know what construction is. You're building something. Destruction is you are tearing it down. I mentioned David Barton earlier. Well, he described it this way. And let me just say before I tell you what he says, deconstructionism was originally promoted as a way to deconstruct language and grammar in texts. But it's actually become kind of code now for tearing down beliefs and replacing them with, quote, new in religion, new thought, and in textbooks. An example would be critical race theory. It really tears down history, tears down the original documents, belittles them or does away with them, and replaces them with something totally different. So here's what David Barton wrote, at least in part, about deconstruction. He says it's a scheme of attacking the foundation on which a belief is based. According to Yale professor Jack Belkin, deconstruction effaces or maligns, smears, and undermines the subject, whatever the subject is, by posing a continuous critique to, quote, lay low what once was high. The popular objects of attack by deconstructionists, that is, the things they most frequently efface, include the Constitution, traditional Judeo-Christian values, the family, or the history and culture of American sexual and domestic values. Why? In order to tear down the ancient certainties upon which Western culture is founded. The result of deconstructionism is a steady flow of belittling and negative portrayals of Western institutions, beliefs, and values, and then publicize it as if it were commonplace and standard. As an example of how deconstructionism works, he says, imagine that a magnificent skyscraper of over 100 stories has just been built, a beautiful new structure that will house hundreds of businesses and sustain thousands of permanent jobs in a modern and luxurious state-of-the-art facility. Deconstructionists would turn public opinion against that elegant facility by releasing a series of snipping stories and news reports, quote unquote. They would claim that the carpet on the lobby of the fourth floor is of a ridiculous color, that one of the windows on the 32nd floor is not properly aligned and is out of square, that the woman's restroom on the 58th floor is sexist because it lacks a sufficient number of stalls, or that an office on the 83rd floor is too small to make any efficient working space for the already oppressed American workers so frequently exploited by big business. Well, he goes on to say, even though there are tens of thousands of windows in that building, they will focus on just one. And while there are hundreds of offices of all sizes throughout the building, they will attack just one. And while there are 1,000 restroom stalls throughout the structure, they denounce just one. And although there are 100 lobbies in the structure, they will condemn just one, even if the other 99 are completely praiseworthy. In short, deconstructionists emit a relentless stream of criticism about a few narrow and carefully selected items in order to shape a generally negative impression in the minds of citizens, i.e., that the skyscraper is of inferior and shoddy workmanship, that it discriminates against women, that the designers were incompetent, etc., etc. Citizens will hear nothing from deconstructionists about the tens of thousands of positive attributes in the structure, but only a continual recitation of a handful of its alleged insufficiencies. While the example of a skyscraper was chosen to demonstrate deconstructionism, deconstructionists apply the same strategy in their portrayal of America and American history. We're going to look at this book that's being taught in schools called Not My Idea, Critical Race Theory for Kindergartners. But in the meantime, I want to close out with a favorite song. And today's choice is from the Gaither Vocal Band.
Just one voice singing in the darkness. All it takes is one voice singing so they hear what's on your mind. And when you look around, you'll find there's more than one
voice singing in the darkness.
Singing in the darkness.
Singing in the darkness.
Joining with your one voice. Every note, another octave, hands are joined and fears unlocked. If only one voice would start out on its own, we need just one voice facing the unknown, and then that one voice would never be alone. It takes that one voice.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully, you're helping us by passing the word around about our show for the purpose of being able to reach more with the truth. I encourage you to go to our website, changingworldviews.com, and sign up for our newsletter and check out what's going on there. Listen to other shows in our archives and also share on your social media about the show. If you like what we're saying here, I would appreciate you helping spread the word. The mainstream media is so huge in their impact. We need all voices that are telling the truth to get louder. And that includes you. That includes your voice. So until I see you next time, this is Sharon Hughes saying it like it is.
You've been listening to Changing World Views with Sharon Hughes. You can follow Sharon at facebook.com/Sharon and twitter.com/Sharon. Please take advantage of our online shows covering topics and guests we can't possibly cover on our weekly show. That's why we offer more at our website, changingworldviews.com. Join Sharon next time, and until then, stay alert, stay informed, because we live in a changing world.